Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Great to have you back. It is a Thursday. Almost forgot where I was for a second.
Yeah, more coffee needed.
I'm Jake. She is Chelsea. Coming up on the show, the Eagles survive against the Rams. But is that enough to keep them at number one in our power rankings? Well, you know, I wish I could retire right now. I turn 52 in December. Yeah, but that's not going to happen. It's a long way off until I'm sitting on a beach somewhere.
I'm so sorry.
I know. Thanks. Appreciate you. Guess who is retiring, though? And she did not do it at 52. Oh, my God. Sister Jean is retiring at 106.
God.
What? Good for her. I'm happy for Sister Jean. I would have done it much earlier. Of course, you know Sister Jean. I was going to say mascot. That's not true. She's not a mascot. She is the campus minister and official chaplain for Loyola of Chicago. Went viral back in 2018 when Loyola was an 11 seed, made the Final Four. So she has been working the entire time. They didn't just, you know, bring her in and say, hey, cheer for the game. She's been working as the official chaplain. She's served in this role since 1991. That is... Denton said, nothing says the American dream like working until 106. She did it! Now she can finally relax after 106 years of working. But you know what? What a gift to all of us. One of those pure stories that everyone can get behind. So here's to a job well done. Enjoy your time. You certainly have earned it, Sister Jean.
Ah, I suppose so. But I feel like when you're doing like the Lord's work, shouldn't you be doing this like your entire life? Like, isn't it different when you work as like a nun or like the Pope? Doesn't the Pope work until he dies?
She's 106.
Like, I feel like it's different.
She's 106. 106.
Okay, so maybe she doesn't need to meet with the sports teams anymore. But like, she's still like, I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? I feel like it's different when you work in religion. I feel it is different.
You can still be religious. You can still counsel others as a person who is not in an official capacity. You can still live a religious life and a moral life and not have to go into work every day because, I don't know, you're more than a century old. Give Sister Jean some, let her sleep in and watch Wheel of Fortune or something. You know what I mean? She's been doing this for a long time, you know? Throw a little bourbon in the cough medicine. Just let her relax a little bit. She's been going into work since 1990. She's 106, Chelsea. She's 106. I'm trying to retire now. That's double my age. That's remarkable.
Yeah, but you don't work for the Lord. Like, I just feel like
the standard
is different.
You think these bets are for me? They're for the big guy.
I mean,
they're for the big guy.
Mariners, Rockies?
Yes.
doing the Lord's work.
Here's the thing. Each and every morning, I pray a little bit. I give thanks, which I do. And then at the end, I throw in, what bet should I make today? And if I'm really quiet, I hear, fade the Rockies. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I knew it. I knew you were on my side. Yeah.
I'm just saying that the nuns who work for their entirety of their lives
right.
are probably the only people can say this. Not me, but the people who work in this line of work are like, oh, she's retiring. It's supposed to be a life sentence, Sister Jean.
If she completes this life sentence before March and Loyola gets in, it feels like they're must bet.
Oh, ride them all the way.
You know, she retires, and maybe because she's retired, she doesn't get to see all the lovely faces of the students, and she's 106, that she eventually bites the bullet, but it happens before March. They're going to play this season for Sister Jean, and everybody better be betting. Now, you got to have them at least in the Sweet 16 in your bracket if that comes into fruition. This is early futures, but you better get on it.
God. Mm.
I mean, Kelsey,
if you worked at Loyola Chicago, you were her boss.
Direct result of gambling. Mike Florio is going to come on here and blame Sister Jean for something. He's like, oh, this is a direct result of gambling. This team would not be winning if it wasn't for Sister Jean. She did this on purpose. All right, I will stop my jokes now. Go ahead, Jax.
I was just going to say, if she rolled into your office and you were her superior at Loyola of Chicago, I think I'm going to retire. What? Sister Jean, you're 106. What are you doing? You're a spring chicken. I thought you were committed to the Lord. I guess not. Go ahead. Go on home. You've only been here for more than a century. You feel like that's commitment, Sister Jean? What are you doing here? I got a bunch of gals ready to take your place in a heartbeat. I'd think about whether or not you want to roll away and retire. You're 106. You got a long way to go. A long way.
Yeah, but I'm not her superior. Her superior is God. And Jesus, and they serve life sentences. God's been working for a long time. You know, you think he's looking at her and be like, 106 years? Come on. I've been doing this for thousands of years. You can do another 2 years on earth.
Poor Sister Jean. And by the way, give me a couple extra reps on the bench press there, Sister Jean. What are you doing? I'm going to put an extra couple weights on the bar here. What are you doing? Let's go. Come on. Ooh, tough life for Sister Jean. Good for her. Good for her. Glad she's walking away. And you know what?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like Dent was saying, man, if that team gets on a run this year, just put all your money on Loyola of Chicago. All right, we're going to put our bets this week for our NFL power rankings. Let's do this. You want to start, Chelsea? I think, what do we got here? Not the same, but pretty close.
Yeah, we're really close. All right, so because a lot of this hinges on what I had last week, and I feel like it's unfair to drop certain teams really far just because of 1 week. So here are the updated power rankings. The Eagles still stand firm at number one. I feel like every team in the NFL, you can point out flaws. The Eagles still look like the closest to perfect team in the NFL, and they won the Super Bowl. So they get that long-standing credit, in my opinion. Next up, we have a new number two. I feel like the Chargers deserve some respect. The way that Justin Herbert is throwing the football right now, and the way the defense is, you know, shutting down other teams, allowing the fewest yards per attempt, of any team in the NFL. That is the difference between the Chargers and the Bills, in my opinion, because the Bills have Josh Allen, who is amazing, but their defense certainly has its flaws. So I still have the Bills at number three. And then we go Packers. I'm not dropping them too low because of that loss to the Browns. It's a long season. There are going to be some mind-blowing losses, but it's still a good team. And then number five, I'm going to go the Ravens because this is a regular season power rankings list. And I understand the Ravens are not winning some of these big games, but they are still a very talented offense. They've scored at least 30 points in every single game this year, and I think the defense could get better if some of those injuries shore up. So those are my rankings for week three.
I'm very similar here. So I dropped the Ravens to five. All right. I'm a little disturbed, more than a little disturbed, about their inability to hold leads, their inability to keep up with Detroit, and how they were manhandled. I think that's the one thing more than anything else. They were just manhandled at the line of scrimmage. You don't normally see that when you're talking about teams from Baltimore, but still, this is a very good team. They lost to the Bills and Lions, so let's not punish them too much. Packers at four, a little worried about some injury concerns on offense, but I'm not going to dock them too much for a loss in Cleveland where, look, they had a blocked field goal there. They probably should have won that game. Also, the Browns' defense is really good, so I still like what I've seen from Green Bay. Chargers at three. Oh, yeah. I love the Chargers. I'm on the Chargers train all season long. I don't think they're going to charger this year. I love what Jim Harbaugh is doing. This is one of the most complete teams in the NFL. Bills at two. So we just are flip-flop there. You have Chargers at two, Bills at three. I'm going to stick with Josh Allen. Love that he's playing like an MVP, and I love looking at these stats and metrics, even though I'm not a numbers guy, where, you know, in the fourth quarter when it counts the most, Josh Allen is at his best, which means the Bills will always be in it as long as he's the quarterback. And then Eagles at one. It's not necessarily sexy, but as we saw last week, the Eagles have what it takes. They can be dynamic on offense if they need to. They will push you around. They'll do the tush push. They will find a way. And that was a good win against a very good Rams team. So Eagles at one.
Okay, so now here the question is, what team are we leaving off the list that maybe gets an honorable mention? Because I'm looking at some of the scoring margin teams mm-hmm. that are the best in the NFL, and I feel like that's a really good indicator of like what teams are really performing, because obviously it's like how many points you score and how many you're giving up. The Indianapolis Colts lead the league in scoring margin. Should mm-hmm. we be higher on the Colts?
Maybe. Maybe. I thought about the Colts. The Bucs are also 3-0, and the Bucs are really mm-hmm. good. I thought about them. I thought about the Rams. Like, I think the Rams, that's a tough loss for L.A., but we both liked L.A. going into the season. I think I'm probably biased because I'm looking at their schedule here. I'm a little biased because I need to see a little bit more. I think the Colts are good. I think they have something in Daniel Jones. I don't think it's a fluke. But also, when I look at their schedule, Dolphins, yeah. Broncos, Titans, I think that's what gets me. I just need to see a little more against quality opponents, and then I can buy in on the Colts. Right now, a one-point win over the Broncos, I think is what it was, is their most impressive win. Yeah, 29-28, that's the one thing I can't – that's the one thing that's holding me back.
I think it's difficult this time of year when we've only had three games to mm-hmm. really take a lot from stats. Because obviously it is not apples to apples when some of these teams have a lot easier schedule. And like you mentioned, the Colts, two of their three games were against bottom feeders. Absolute bottom feeders. And that pains me as a Titans fan, and especially when I absolutely hate the Colts. But I do think we still need to see a little bit of more, hey, we need to have this proven to us, especially for yeah. Daniel Jones. Like, I'm not sitting here and doubting the rest of the team, especially Jonathan Taylor. Once upon a time, he was one of the best backs in the league. So it's not shocking to me seeing the numbers that he's putting up currently. But maybe I think when we're talking about like the best teams in the league, and I think Daniel Jones is having a great season. He probably is going to have a great regular season, but I still don't put him above, you know, the Josh Allens and the Lamar Jacksons because he just has not proven it yet.
No, I agree with that. And, you know, ultimately you have to get it done, and you have to get it done in the postseason, or at least elevate yourself where you give yourself a chance in the postseason. And last year was not good in that respect. Anyone else we're leaving out? I mentioned the Bucs. How do you feel about the Bucs?
Yeah, I like the Bucs. I feel like they're great from a betting standpoint. So mm-hmm. maybe they're not in my top five, but I'll take them getting points. you know, against good teams. And we have that very scenario this week, I believe. They are in my teaser. We'll see if they can keep that game close. I think it's against the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah. Coming up next on the show, why Chelsea says Sister Jean is going straight to hell after retiring early at 106. Tough for Sister Jean. We're coming back here on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Hour 2 is on the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.